我哋今日嘅读嘅经文会喺箴言第一章第一到第七节同埋第三十二节。我哋用广东话一齐嚟读，然后用英文一齐嚟读。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7 and 32. We will first read this verse in unison in Cantonese and then in English.
箴言第一章第一节，一齐读。以色列人王大卫儿子所罗门的箴言，要使人晓得智慧和训诲，分辨通达的语言。使人处事领袖智慧仁义公平正直的训诲，使贤人认明，使少年人有知识和谋略，使智慧人听见增长学问，使通明人得着智谋，使人明白箴言和如意，懂得智慧人的语词和谜语。敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲，愚昧人背道必杀己身，愚妄人安逸必害己命。
Proverbs 1:1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them.
愿神祝福读嘅同埋听佢话语嘅人。
God bless the readers and hearers of His word.
喺呢个时候，细路哥可以安静嘅落去下边儿童崇拜。
The children may be now quietly dismissed for children's worship downstairs.
啊，题目之今日传讲嘅信息系真的智慧。
Pastor Wilson Chang's message: Be truly wise.
As we start our time together, I'm just going to pray briefly for us because we've got a lot going against us this morning. You know, we've got less sleep, a dank and dreary, wet morning, and also, you know, you've got a communicator here who's not very good at communicating, and then you got translation. So a lot is going against us. So let's pray.
我哋喺呢个咁黎明嘅清晨，我哋都系喺开始嘅时候先用一个祷告去开始。
We ask, Lord, that you, because you are greater than us, to help us to be attentive and to benefit from your word. We know, oh Lord, that you can do miracles.
我哋喺呢个清晨求主，我哋向你去祈祷，求你与我哋同在，我哋都相信你会喺我哋中间行奇妙嘅事。
And so we pray for clarity, understanding, and godliness.
我哋都祈祷呢个清晨，每一样嘢都系清清楚楚啊，都系听得明白，亦都系有神喺之中。
Move mightily by the power of the Holy Spirit and the truth of your words today.
求你嘅圣灵都去帮助我哋去打开我哋嘅心扉。
We ask that in the name of Jesus, Amen.
我系奉主耶稣基督名求。
Okay, we're starting a new series this morning on themes of the book of Proverbs.
我今日开始用呢个箴言去开始一个新嘅讲道嘅题目。
And if your memory is good, we did do some themes about 4 years ago in Proverbs.
咁我如果你记得嘅，大概四年前我都用呢个诗篇开始个一系列嘅讲章。
But you know, there's a lot of themes there, and so we haven't covered a lot of them either.
咁好多嘅，其实里边有好多唔同嘅题目我都冇机会讲过。
But does anyone know what wisdom literature is? What the book of Proverbs reveals?
咁有冇人可以话俾我听，究竟箴言呢本嘅智慧书系讲啲咩嘢嘅咧？
It reveals to us human beings success in every aspect of living.
就是讲到话，究竟喺你嘅人生里边每一个嘅层面啊，可以每一个角度点可能够有呢个成功嘅生活？
Let me just give you some examples. Do you want to be joyous and fruitful in your marriage?
譬如好似话，你想唔想喺你嘅婚姻上边有一个好啊快乐，亦都系啊一个嘅结果子嘅婚姻呢？
Do you want to enjoy success in raising your children?
亦都想唔想点样样知道点样样去凑大你嘅细路哥咧
？Do you want to prosper in your career？
或者喺呢个事业上边系点样样可以成功咧
？Do you want to have fulfilling relationships with others？
或者系同喺人际关系之中点样样可以系成功咧
？Do you want to learn how to speak with wisdom？And grace.
或者是在、啊、人和人的相处这个的说话的技巧上面、啊、怎可以充满智慧、啊、也都是、啊、讲得很合宜呢
Then you must study the wisdom literature in the Bible. The book of Proverbs. One of them is the book of Proverbs.
如果是的话你就要去看这个箴言这一本智慧书
But not just study them. Learn to live.By God's wisdom.
不单止去看也都在从中去能够得着神所给的智慧
You know, the biblical proverbs are grounded in、that word that sometimes isn't familiar with us today, covenant.、
啊、其实在中间、啊、很深深植根住的是一个字、啊、约
Covenant is a binding relationship, a binding commitment. That's what proverbs is based on. Covenant.A covenant relationship with the living God.
是一个与神之间所立的一个约。
Do you see that?、Beth, if you could、shine up verse 7 again. The first part of verse 7 will tell you that.
我们看看这个第七节。
The fear of the Lord. That's reverence. You know, not scared. Fear. Reverence, awe. The fear of the Lord is the beginning.Knowledge.
敬畏不单只是说怕是说一个有一个敬重的意思他说敬畏耶和华是智慧是知识的开端
See, many, say,、many scholars say Solomon is the author of many of these、Solomon doesn't merely offer clever sayings that provide useful advice
是给了其实很多、啊、很有用 的忠告人家
He's not just giving you advice to enjoy worldly success.
不单只说是在这个世界上面是有这个的成功。
As you'll see on slide 2, he teaches you true wisdom and success in life are rooted in a right relationship with the living God.
他又讲到说这个的成功其实植根是在你与神之间这个的约同神之间这个关系上面
The scriptures make absolutely clear to you He is the source of wisdom
他讲得很清楚神是这个智慧的开端是这个智慧的源头
You see, worldly wisdom like other counterfeits may appear at first to be genuine, similar
是一样很真的一样的东西
But closer examination revealsessential differences
但好如果你看得很清楚的时候你会看到两者之间有一个的不同
Isaiah writes 29:14 wisdom of the wise will perish
在 第29篇、以赛亚书第29章第
29:14
第14节他说、这个的智慧人、会的智慧人的智慧、必然会灭绝
You see, the biblical book of Proverbs explicitly states that your general and natural revelation around you, creation, is not sufficient.
他说过、啊、这个在这个智慧书里面说过在这个世界上面、啊、透过这个、受造的世界你所见到的东西、啊、是不足够的。
You also need God's special revelation, His Word, His Holy Spirit.
He said, but also said you need God's Word, you need God's Holy Spirit to be with you.
In fact, at the end of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 30, verses 1 to 6, it shows us that creation teaches the impossibility of attaining wisdom apart from special revelation.
He said, 除非神的特别的揭示之外，有一些事人是不可能明白的。
And of course, the New Testament, 2 Timothy 3:16, tells us that the book of Proverbs, like all of Scripture, is unique because it's divinely inspired and inerrant.
咁喺呢个嘅提摩太后书第三章十六节，佢都讲到话，佢话圣经系神所默示，系对人系有益处。
And so, if you didn't hear or didn't understand what I just said over the last 5 minutes, here's the summary: earthly wisdom is a fallible mix of truth and error.
他说这个世界上面的智慧是这个的、在这个错谬和真实之间是混在一起的。
But God's wisdom,
但神的智慧
can be fully relied upon because it's the inerrant word of God.
是因为它是神的话语的缘故，是完全值得你相信。
Let me put it bluntly to you, so it gets your attention.
让我很直接地告诉你听。
To disobey God, who made the universe, who sustains you right now, is not just wrong, it's stupid.
他说如果你去不听从那个创造这个宇宙，也都令到今日你生有生命气息的这个神，你不听他说是一件愚蠢的事。
Because if there's a God,
如果假設真係有一個神嘅時候
，Who made you? Who made everything? The universe.
去做呢個世界嘅時候
，And you disobey him.
你唔聽佢嘅説話
，It's not just wrong. It's dumb.
唔單止係唔啱，係一件真係好蠢嘅事。
And you know why it's dumb?
點解係蠢呢
？It's not going to work.
因為你如果跟嗰條路嘅時候，你根本冇呢個好處。
You might think it might work for a season, but in the end, it's not going to work.
可能你有一段短暂的时候，这些事行得通，但很快就行不通。
Because according to the Bible, wisdom assumes you're good.
因为智慧是假设你是好的。
It assumes that you're following the moral rules.
是去想着你会跟着这个道德的法律去这样行。
But it also makes clear it's quite possible to be very moral and be stupid.
但很多时候根本是没有道德，也是一件很愚蠢的事。
You see, what is the Proverbs author getting at?
那究竟这个箴言的作者想讲一样什么给你听呢？
Wisdom is not less than being good. You ought to be good.
不是只是说叫你去做好。
Wisdom,
智慧
God's wisdom is more than being moral.
他讲到智慧是比这个有道德是更加高一个层次。
Godly wisdom is more than just following the moral rules.
神的智慧是比你是多过说叫你跟着这个道德的、法律而去行。
Wisdom is knowing what right thing, what the right thing is to do in many of life situations where the moral rules don't apply.
就是说在很多人生很多的、例如很多的情况里面，当个道德法律不能够、apply 在你身上，而是知道怎样去做，这个就是神的智慧。
There are many situations in life where the moral rules, you can't directly apply them to your decision.
在很多时候你要在这个人生上面要做一些决定的时候，这些道德的法律不能够帮到你去作一个决定。
Let me give you an example. If,
例如
If somebody comes and says, I have these two job offers.
他说我有两份工。
I'm a Christian.
我有基督徒。
What does the Bible tell me about this?
咁圣经究竟叫我点样做好呢？
Well, the Bible's filled with moral rules.
他说圣经都是一个道德的法律。
So you ought to check if your line of work is in line with those moral rules. You ought to do that.
咁你就应睇下啦，呢两份工呢啲工作嘅性质系咪属于系道德上嘅的法律可不可以引申在上面呢？
And suppose you do, and both jobs that are offered are okay according to the most moral rules.
咁如果根據呢個道德嘅法律，呢兩份工嘅工作嘅性質都符合呢個道德上嘅要求。
In other words, it wouldn't be a sin to take either of those job offers.
可唔可能係兩個去揀一個咧
？Yet, if you don't have wisdom, you're going to mess up. You're going to take the wrong offer.
咁但係如果你冇呢個神俾你嘅智慧嘅時候，你可能揀錯咗工作。
And then your life is going to be messy.
咁你啊，你揀錯咗啦，跟住你就好多嘢，你嘅人生好似錯咗。
You could be very moral, and you ought to be.
你可能係好有呢個道德感。
You could be following all the moral rules.
你會跟足曬每一個道德嘅要求。
Yet you can still not know the right thing to do in many life situations where the moral rules don't directly apply.
但係當好多喺人生嘅情況裏邊，道德嘅法律唔能夠符合嘅時候，人生喺上邊，你可能都會揀錯。
That's why you need knowledge. You need God's wisdom.
所以你需要由神而嚟嘅智慧呢個嘅知識。
And yes, you have to be good to be wise.
亦都需要呢個智慧。
But you can be both good and wise.
你可以是一个好人，亦都是一个有智慧的，一个有智慧的好人。
And not be able to apply that and be really dumb.
咁但系如果能够将呢啲事情去引申喺身上嘅时候，系一件好愚蠢嘅事。
And so slide three, please. What's biblical wisdom? Wisdom is competence. Competence.
呢个智慧是一件啊好有用、好有效嘅一樣嘅嘢。
With regard to the realities of life，
係同你嘅人生真實嘅情況係有關係。
It's being competent with regards to how life really works，
係同你嘅人生點樣咁樣做係真係成功啊，做得啱係好有關係。
Do you see why it's so important？To have biblical wisdom,
你睇唔睇到點解你需要係從基督同聖經而嚟嘅呢個嘅智慧咧
？You read it, verse 32. Beth, if you don't mind, if you shine back 32, you read it. You know why it's dangerous? You read it again. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them.
在第三十二節，他是愚昧人背道必殺己身，愚頑人安逸必害己命。
Right, you just read it. You know what it's saying?
他究竟說什麼呢？
Saying people without wisdom, the simple, the foolish, are not just simply without wisdom.
他說到這些愚昧人，他不聽這個的道理，沒有這個智慧。
It's not just unfortunate that they don't have wisdom. What does it say? It'll literally kill you.
佢話唔單止係一件好唔好彩，你冇智慧嘅事。佢話最去到尾，佢話會必殺己身，可能連性命都會賠上去。
Do you see that?
你睇唔睇到咧
？Now why is that so?
點解咧
？Why is that so?
點解咧
？Well, two key words here.
有兩個字好緊要。
First is simple. Second is fool.
第一個是這個愚昧，然後愚頑。
Again, those are two different Hebrew words.
是兩個希伯來的字。
And they're used throughout the book of Proverbs.
在這個的箴言裡面，你會見到愚昧、愚頑這兩個字。
So let's unpack that to understand. The simple is a word that means young, naive people who are too unrooted, unformed to make smart decisions.
当你讲到愚昧的时候，是讲到一些人是去很年轻，好多一些人是没有这个的经验，很多人什么都不知道。
It's because the simple in Proverbs is the simpleton is going with the crowd.
很多时候你没有这个的任何的根，亦都你的性情未定，人云亦云，跟着人家去做什么就做什么。
Now I have to be careful the way I put this.
我要好小心講一樣嘢。
There is a particular form of foolishness young people fall into.
咁好多時候，年輕嘅人好多時候會有一件好愚蠢嘅事，佢哋會做嘅。
And what is that kind of foolishness?
呢個係乜嘢嘢嘅愚蠢嘅事咧
？Again, notice verse 32. For the waywardness of the simple, that's one particular Hebrew word, will kill them.
佢話個愚昧人背道。 必殺己身。
See, wayward means to go off the road.
他說好像你駕駛車，是你怎樣零舍舍走差了路。
And the thing that often really harms us when we're young and naive is we care so much about what our friends think.
我哋好多时候好多时候我年轻嘅时候，我哋好介意、好在意我哋啲朋友讲乜嘅说话。
You see, to be a teenager or a young adult and have the people you like think you're not up to date, you know, I don't know what the vernacular is today. In my day, it was being hip or cool. You probably don't use that now, but it's.That's the worst thing that could happen. What your friends think.
好多时候你好介意你嘅朋友讲你系点样样觉得你系咪追上呢个潮流呢
？Because young people are incredibly affected by what their friends think.
有好多时候年轻人会好介意佢哋嘅朋友讲啲咩说话。
And when they go with the crowd, they often go off the road, waywardness into a ditch.
咁好多時候，當佢跟住啲朋友人雲亦雲嘅時候，可能跌咗落個深坑裏邊都唔知。
They'll be wayward because they're too concerned. This is the simpleton. They're too concerned with what people think.
因為佢太過介意人哋點去睇佢。
They're too affected by what people think.
好容易受到人哋講嘅嘢，令到自己有呢個嘅波動。
So what?The simpleton does, according to Proverbs, is instead of doing the wise thing, they do the popular thing.
咁佢哋唔做一件有智慧嘅事，只系跟住呢个潮流去做嗰啲呢个潮流做紧嘅嘢。
Now, for those of you who are older,
但系如果你嘅年纪大少少嘅时候
，I want you to take a moment, look back.
咁你可唔可以谂翻转头咧
？Because you were in that stage once.The simpleton stage, right?
我哋都曾經後生過。
And you look back.
你睇翻轉頭。
In your younger years, and you say.
喺你年輕嘅時候。
Right in hindsight, why did I do those things?
當你今日睇翻過去嘅時候，你會唔會話點解我當日會做一樣咁嘅嘢咧
？Yeah, what was I thinking?
我究竟嗰時候諗緊啲咩嘢咧
？How did I think I'd get away with that?
咁點解哇？我點解做一樣咁嘅嘢？點解今日會冇事嘅咧
？And as you think back，
當你諗翻轉頭嘅時候
，you know because you were blinded by the crowd。
因為你知道當日你好盲目嘅去跟隨呢個潮流做緊一樣嘢。
And that's what the author of Proverbs is trying to tell you in verse 32: the waywardness of the simple will kill you。
所以呢個就係第。箴言第一章三十二节所讲，佢话愚昧人背道必杀己身。
Now here's the second key word.
另一个好紧要嘅字。
In verse 32.
系三十二节。
You have the first key word simpleton. Second key word is fool.
第一个头先嘅字睇咗啦，愚昧。第二个就系愚顽。
That Hebrew word actually means almost the opposite kind.Of simpleton foolishness.
呢个嘅愚顽啱啱系呢个愚昧嘅相反。
And Beth, if you don't mind, if you hit slide 4, why is that so?
点解呢个愚顽人系一个咁嘅问题咧
？Okay, remember, simpleton is going with the crowd, right? Being foolish in that way.
愚昧人就嗰啲去跟随呢个群众行嘅路嘅人。
But this is a different Hebrew word that's used in the same verse. Fool. Fool is a person who is wise.In their own eyes,
就係嗰啲自以為聰明嘅人。
And that's the characteristic of the fool, using that second Hebrew word, fool, in the book of Proverbs.
喺愚頑人喺呢個嘅箴言裏邊所講就係嗰啲嘅傻瓜。
Do you see the difference? On the one hand, the simpleton, a simple kind of fool, young person, too concerned with what people think.
第一个就是这个愚昧人是跟随这个世界去走的人
Then word two Fool in the Hebrew On the other hand there's the fool right Who what is somebody who doesn't care enough What people think
另一个就是那些完全不在意这个世界怎么去看他的人
You know what that means He or she is wiseIn their own eyes.
就話佢自己自以為自己好聰明。
Let me unpack that for you.
解咩咧
？By an Old Testament professor who uses a bunch of synonyms to describe that.
咁有啲嘅教授用好多嘅同义词去形容呢一个字。
And he's describing the second Hebrew word, fool, in verse 32.
喺呢个嘅三十二节讲到愚顽人。
Again, as I had mentioned before, it's all through the book of Proverbs, those two words.
愚昧、愚顽都系诗篇啊呢个箴言一直讲完又讲嘅一个重复嘅一个两个字。
A fool, self-righteous, opinionated, stubborn.
系一个好啊顽固啊，好有呢、这个啊自己嘅啊意见，但系亦都好倔强嘅一个人。
Hard to persuade.
好难俾人哋去劝到。
Despises correction.
佢对于人哋嘅提醒嘅纠正系藐视。
Okay, those are synonyms describing the fool.
呢就系所谓嘅愚顽人。
Now remember.That first word, simpleton, is different. It's a person too concerned about what people think, right? In contrast.
第一個人係好介意呢個世界點樣睇佢。
So do you get the difference then? The fool is a person who's not concerned enough about what people think.
咁但係個愚頑人啱啱相反，呢個世界同佢講啲咩嘢嚇，佢都唔聽嘅。
The fools are people who don't listen to what others say to them.
係完全唔聽人哋同佢講啲咩嘢。
You can't talk to them.
你同佢讲嘢系冇用嘅。
Because they're set in their ways.
因为佢哋已经觉得啊，我条路系咁样行，我就会咁样行啦。
They're sure they know.
佢哋以为自己好清清楚楚知道自己系点。
And so I'd be remiss as a pastor if I didn't ask you, are you a biblical fool? Are you a biblical fool?
咁我作為一個牧師，我會問你係從呢個聖經嚟睇，你係咪一個愚頑人呢
？Only you can answer that。
只有你自己只可以知道點樣去答呢個問題。
A simpleton on the one hand and a fool, they're both out of touch with reality。
無論你係愚昧或者愚頑，你都同呢個真實係有一段嘅距離。
Because biblical wisdom is competence with regard to reality.
因为呢个基督从基督从神而嚟嘅智慧系与呢个真实嘅生活系有关嘅。
Biblical wisdom does the thing in the situation that fits with the reality God has made.
系同呢个神所创造呢个真实系有关、有效、有用嘅。
Right, God made the world. God sustains you.
是神去做这个世界，是神令到今日你有这个生命气息。
This is God's world. Of course, He knows better than you on how things operate.
这个是神的世界，他比任何一个人更加清楚什么东西是最更加适合你。
Yet the fool thinks otherwise.
但是这个愚顽人就不是这样看了。
This world is broken. The Bible tells you because of our sin.
这个圣经告诉我们，因为我们罪的缘故，这个世界是破碎的。
A wise person sees that, sees the created brokenness of the reality.
一个有智慧的人可以看见这个的破碎。
And ask, what's the wise thing to do then?
那一个有智慧的人会怎么做呢？
Slide 5, please. Simpletons aren't in touch with reality, right?
这个的愚昧的人吓，佢哋去睇呢，去同呢个真实。
They're in touch with their crowd, their friends.
佢哋对佢哋嘅朋友啊之间嗰个真实，佢哋好清楚。
Fools are not in touch with reality either.
但系愚顽人同呢个真实冇呢个关系。
Because they're in touch with their own pride, their own dignity.
因为佢完全嘅在意嘅系自己嘅骄傲啊，自己嘅尊严。
Because they're sure they know.
因为他很肯定觉得自己什么事都很清楚知道。
And what it takes to be wise is to be in touch with God's reality.
就是有一个智慧的人是跟神的真实是有这个的接触。
And so fools, whether they're too open to what other people say or not open enough, they're out of touch.
无论那些愚昧人对这个世界太过了解，或者愚顽人将自己和这个世界拒诸门外的，都是同啊，都是离了题。
Suppose you're in a real difficult situation.
假设你一个很困难的情况。
You're in it with a bunch of people.
你和很多人是一起。
And the question is, should I speak out?
我应不应该站起来讲一啲嘅说话呢？
Should I open my mouth? Should I tell them?
我应不应该话俾佢哋听呢？
Should I confront or should I let it go?
我系咪或者当呢件事冇发生过，抑或同呢个当事人去对质呢？
Now both of those alternatives might be perfectly right.
可能呢两个嘅另外嘅嘅情况都可能系啱。
But you need then biblical wisdom. You need to be in touch with God's reality then.
咁但系喺呢个时候，你需要喺要需要从神而嚟嘅智慧去了解到个事实嘅。
Which way to go?
系好清楚知道边一条路至系啱嘅咧。
Beth, slide 6, please. There are two proverbs in chapter 26. I'm going to show you the conundrum here. 26:5, I'll show you first, then the verse right preceding it, 26:4. 26:5, NIV says, Answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes.
第26章第5節，他說要照愚昧人的愚昧話回答他，免得他自以為有智慧。
And so the verse right before it, 26:4, NIV says, Do not answer a fool according to his folly, for you yourself will be just like him.
不要照愚昧人的愚昧話回愚妄話回答他，恐怕你與他一樣。
Everybody on board? Everybody see that?
有冇见到呢两节嘅经文呢？
Okay, so which one? Which one?
系边一个呢？
Do you know how to read the book of Proverbs?
你睇唔睇得明呢个嘅箴言讲啲咩嘢呢？
Again, this is an example because it's because we...read it wrong. We think it's a bunch of rules.
我很多时候以为只是一些的规条。
It's not a bunch of rules.
这些箴言不是一些的规条。
Proverbs is about wisdom.
是讲到智慧的问题。
It's about how life actually works.
是讲到人生怎样可以是行得通。
And those two proverbs next to each other are not contradictions.
这两句说话不是自己打自己嘴巴自相矛盾。
Proverbs 26, 4 and 5 are trying to say is sometimes you ought to confront a fool.
很多时候可能要跟一个的愚昧人去对质。
But other times,
有但另外一个时候
it's wise not to.
但也都有时候可能你不会跟这些愚顽人去对质。
Because a wise person knows the difference on what to do in reality.
因为在这个真实的情况你知道在什么情况你去做一些什么的事。
But as you know, as you read that and kind of feel a little uncomfortable, because I read it, I feel uncomfortable too.
可能你看了两段说话觉得不是很舒服，不是很
Here's the problem, right? All of us, every one of us out in here, out there, all of us are out of touch in some way.With God's reality, we're out of touch.
但是我们每一个人都好，无论在座的你每一个在外面的人，都可能跟神这个真实性是有一段的距离。
Some of us misread Proverbs. We think it's a book of promises.
我们有些人会以为箴言是讲到话是一些一个的很多的神的一个应许的一封书卷。
Let me give you some instances. Proverbs says, if you raise your children correctly,Proverbs 22:6, they will be godly and never rebel. That's what it says. 22:6.
好似呢个嘅箴言嘅廿二章第六节话，教养孩童，只得走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
If Proverbs 10:4 says, if you work hard, you'll be rich.
咁就系呢个箴言嘅第十章第四节话啊，如果你勤力工作嘅吓，你会富足。
Proverbs 3:2, again, I'm paraphrasing here.If you act wisely, you will live to a ripe old age.
咁如果第箴言嘅第三章第二节佢话，因为他必将长久的日子、生命的年数与平安交给你。
But you're misreading. If you think Proverbs promises, it's not promises, it's wisdom.
但是要记住就是箴言不是 不是一篇应许、啊、做很多答应的书卷，是一个智慧的书卷。
Because the reality however is there's some godly people and you know them, I know them, that have troubled children.
但你同我都清楚就话一啲好有智慧嘅人，但可能佢哋嘅细路哥系有好多唔同嘅问题。
And there are some ungodly people.
有啲
who have wonderful children.
有啲吓完全唔跟随神嘅人，但系佢哋嘅儿女吓系好好嘅。
Ezekiel 18 tells us that.
喺呢个嘅以西结书第十八章讲得好清楚。
Some very hard-working Christians struggle. To make ends meet, you know that.
有啲好勤力工作嘅基督徒，可能佢哋只系仅仅啊三餐糊口。
And sometimes,
但有时
fools
一啲愚昧人
win the lottery
赢咗呢个嘅啊彩票奖。
Some godly folk die young of cancer.
一啲好虔诚嘅信徒，好年轻啊呢个嘅癌症死咗。
And some who abuse substances defy the odds and live to a ripe old age.
但有啲可能去酗酒吸毒嘅人反而系长寿。
Don't misread Proverbs.
所以我哋要睇呢个箴言，要睇得好小心。
It's not a book of rules. It's not a book of promises. It's wisdom.
系一本智慧嘅书，唔系一本教你规矩道德啊，亦都唔系一本应许嘅书。
7, the maxim.Maxims in the book of Proverbs expresses general principles how God is running the world.
佢只係將一個好好簡單一個道理話俾你聽，神點樣樣去掌管呢個世界。
And those who live wisely are generally blessed with success, right? In parenting and in finances and a long life.
咁如果你當佢跟住呢個條路咁行嘅時候，啊，你會係有呢個嘅啊富足，會有呢個嘅。
And in general, the foolish, on the other hand, can generally expect trouble in this life because of their defiance against God's principles.
咁但系通常嚟讲，嗰啲啊愚昧嗰啲愚顽人啊，佢跟住呢世界咁样做嘅时候，佢最终吓会遇上呢个问题。
And those exceptional cases don't nullify the wisdom of these sayings.
咁好多时候最紧要记住系讲系一啲有智慧嘅人讲嘅说话。
Beth, if you could please shine back verses 1 and 2 of Proverbs 1. Proverbs 1, right? This is Proverbs 1. Look again at Proverbs verses 1 and 2 carefully.
我们再一次看看箴言的第一章第一、第二节，他这样
说。Says there, these are the Proverbs of Solomon for what? Gaining wisdom. What does the word wisdom mean?
他很清楚，他说是要使人晓得智慧。
Well, again, part of my job, in fact, part of the, most of my job should be to equip you, right, to grow, right, grow in Christ. One way is to teach you to read the Bible, right? Look at verses 1 and 3. What does the word mean? Well, the best way to figure out how words mean is to look at the synonyms, right?
咁我嘅工作就要去装备你。咁我想睇下就系咩叫做晓得。智慧呢，我睇下究竟智慧呢个字有咩嘅同义词呢？
Right. Take the time to look at the other words that are used to describe wisdom in this first sentence.
我咪睇下呢个嘅喺第一句说话里边，其他形容智慧嘅字究竟讲咩呢？
I have it on the next slide, slide 8. One of the synonyms, right, verse 1 and 2, as you just read, just saw again, is the word insight.
就话你去分辨通达
，right? Insight for gaining wisdom, right?
就话呢个嘅你有呢个分辨通达嘅能力，去能够得到有智慧。
That was the first part of verse 2. Insight, that's a synonym for wisdom.
就系讲到就好似分辨通达，就同呢个智慧系好似系一个同义词一样。
But what is insight?
咩叫做 again, 啊通辨同埋呢个嘅？分辨和通达呢
yeah, that's why you need to know the original languages too, because it's a different Hebrew word.
是一个不同的希伯来的字。
And it's a word that actually means to notice. Notice differences.
去看到有什么不同在里面。
To see fine distinctions that others cannot see.
去看到一些东西是其他人 分辨不出来看不到的。
I don't know, I'm pretty old, so you know, I know detective TV shows like Murder, She Wrote. You know, many of you say, what is that? You know, Murder, She Wrote, right? Or Columbo, you know, what is that? You know, Wilson, man, you're in the 90s or in the 40s or whatever, right? 80s, he said 80s, right? Well, anyway, think of your favorite detective.
你想想在你的时代最受欢迎的电视节目那些的侦探是谁呢？我的时代就是这个 Murder, She Wrote, 或者是这个 Columbo。
Think of your master detective and they're at the crime scene.
你想想你那个哇非常之厉害的名侦探在这个的罪案的现场。
Right, it might not be Peter Falk or Andrea Lansbury, right? It might not be them, but think of your favorite detective's 20. What do they see? The other people don't see anything. They see 20 or 30 clues.
你想想当我看这些节目的时候无论是彼得福或者是 Lambury 他永远都会见到一些是没有人可以看到在这个犯罪现场见到的东
西。 Everybody else on the crime scene sees one or two.
我的人在个罪案的现场只是见到一样东西两样东
西。 That's insight.
这个就是叫做分辨通达。
Insight doesn't just mean noticing 20 or 30 things whenOthers see only one or two.
不是只是说他见到一些东西那么简单。
It also means to imagine.
你也可以去想象到看到一些东西出来。
You see, wisdom and insight means to imagine 20 or 30 things that others miss. Or others only get one or two.
分辨去看到的时候，然后背后你会想象到很多不同的东西出来。
Right, if somebody says, well, I'm in this situation, this difficult situation, there are only two things I could do.
他说在这个情形里面好像只有两样东西我可以做。
The insightful or wise person can speak into your life and say, no, there's more than two. There are 15 things you can do.
但是那个很通达、很有分辨能力的人说，哦，不是啊，其实不是只有两样啊，有十几样东西你都可以做出来的。
And they could break it down for you.
然后可以每一样东西去跟你去分析解释得很清楚。
So do you see what wisdom is? First, it's insight.
你看不看到他这个智慧就是说你有这个的洞悉力你可以分辨到很多的事情出来。
It's the ability to see the distinctions which others miss. Others just see a blur.
就是你有这个的能力看到一些东西其他人好像是茫然不知懵然不知的。
Hey, we're trying to understand wisdom better, and the synonym used in verse 2 is insight. Here's the second one. See, did you notice the second word? It's different too. Prudence.
另一个字就讲到这个叫分悔。
You see that in verses 3 and 4, the word prudence. Beth, you don't mind, shine back to 3 and 4. Prudence there, that's the second synonym to describe wisdom.
在第三、第四节，你都见到分悔这个字。
Receiving instruction in prudent behavior, says the text.
他说在这个的，在不同的情况，你是领受这个智慧。
For what?
为了什么呢？
Prudence to those who are simple.
去令到那些是有罪的人，他们可以有这个的知识谋略。
And that word prudence translates another Hebrew word that means practical.Strategic
是一些在一个适当的时候你去做一些某一些的事情。
Right? It means you know how to actually get things done.
就是说在一个情况里面你知道做些什么东西是真的有效是真的有这个谋略在后面的。
A wise prudent person knows how to make a goal into a reality.
就是说在这个情况里面你怎么去set 你的目标，然后你怎么去达成这个目标呢？
A prudent person is not just all talk, actually brings it into reality, knows how.
不是只是说你去空口讲白话，而真是知道怎么去做，行这件事出来。
Another way to say it is wise people are not just characterized by insight and but also by foresight.
另一件事就是你是好像有这个的远见去见到有些事情会发生。
The wise person just doesn't diagnose the problem, they know how to resolve the problem.
就話喺個情況裏邊，你唔係淨係啊諗住嚇喺呢個情況裏邊喺個困局嘅入邊，而係可以喺呢個困局嘅出邊去睇到將來會發生嘅事。
So you've seen in verses 1 and 2, wisdom is insight. In verses 3 and 4, wisdom is prudence. And there's a third one briefly. See that? The word instruction.
另外第三樣嘢就話係俾到你嚇。有这个的学问。
That's also in verse 2, for gaining wisdom and instruction.
就是说你去有这个的智慧和训诲。
And that's kind of another strange English word, translating the Hebrew word, depth of character.
就是说在这个的性格上面是一个有深度的人。
Okay, so let's put it all together, insight, prudence, character.
咁我哋讲就系呢三样嘢喺呢个有呢个智慧，能够分诲人，亦都系吓有呢个嘅性格上面嘅有呢个深度。
And so, what is wisdom? And I have it on slide 10. According to the Bible, it's competence with regard to the realities of life.
咁智慧就话你喺呢个生命上边，喺生命上面嘅情况个真实上边，你能够做到你要做到嘅嘢。
And that's from Von Rod in his Old Testament commentary, it's competence with regard to life, how it really works.
在这个生命上面，这个真实的上面，知道怎么样去做。
For example, what is wisdom knowledge?
那什么叫做智慧的知识呢?
Wisdom?
智慧
assumes knowledge, right?
就是有这个的知识在里面。
Right, if you and I don't know anything about a subject, you're not wise about the subject, right?
如果你同我喺呢件事上面乜嘢都唔知嘅时候，你点样样去有啊呢个智慧喺度咧？
You can't be wise about something if you don't know, right?
如果你喺一件事上面懵然不知嘅时候，你点样有呢个智慧喺度咧？
But as I said in the introduction, you can obviously know a lot about a subject and be stupid.
你可能在这件事上面你知道很多东西，但其实你始终都不能够去通透。
And why is that so?
为什么呢?
It's because wisdom is knowing what to do
智慧
with the knowledge.
智慧是有在一个知识的上面知道怎样去做。
Wisdom is to know how to practically use it.
智慧是说知道怎样去做一样嘅嘢，做到行到呢件事出嚟。
That would mean biblical wisdom is more than finding in the fortune cookie, right?
唔系净系话啊，你喺呢个嘅啊呢个嘅曲奇饼入边揾到个标签，去揾到你嘅智慧。
Biblical wisdom then is more than optional add-on, you know, to upgrade your life.
唔系净系话啊，做咗之后啊，令到你嘅人生好啲咁简单。
The wisdom from Jesus the Christ.
从耶稣基督而嚟嘅智慧。
Is a matter of life and death.
是你在生命上面一件生死有关的事。
You see that in slide 11, Proverbs 13 and 14. I hope you hear this.
在这个的箴言里面的第五章我就看到。
God's word, the teaching of the wise is a fountain of life.That one may turn away from the snares of death. 13,
14? 在这个箴言的第十三章
It's up on the slide.
智慧人的法则是生命的源泉，可以使人离开死亡的网罗。
What if we have many advantages in our life, but not wisdom? What then?
如果你想想你的人生上面你有很多的包袱但是你没有这个智慧
You see, you could be the most loving person on earth But if you don't have wisdom, you're going to harm people You're going to harm people with your good intentions
那你想想就说你当你这样当你没有这个智慧的时候就算你爱人可能最终变成害了人家
If you're the most courageous person in your family but not don't have wisdom you're going to blunder boldly
咁你等於你可能係一個好啊好有勇氣嘅人，但你 end up 都係可能係一個有勇無謀嘅人。
If you have truth but not wisdom, you will make the gospel ugly ugly to people.
你是一个啊讲嘢好有啊好有理论、好有真实性嘅人，但当你啊去传福音嘅时候，可能你最终只会得罪咗人。
If we have great technology, but not wisdom, we will use the best communication ever invented to broadcast stupidity.
咁但系我哋今日有好好嘅啊先进嘅科技，但系当你冇智慧嘅时候，你只系将一切嘅废话系广播出嚟。
If you have revival but not wisdom, you'll use the power of God to throw the church off course.
咁你可能或者你有呢个能力令到教会去更新，但系你可能啊帮唔到呢个教会走喺一条啱嘅路上边。
It's just like Solomon, we often fail. We fail.To practically use biblical wisdom.
好多时候我都唔能够点样用基督而嚟嘅智慧系做一啲啱嘅事。
And that's why you need Jesus.
所以我需要耶稣基督。
He's wisdom personified.
佢嘅啊，佢你睇佢嘅个人就系一个智慧嘅表现出嚟。
It is.Relating to Jesus, that we're able to live according to the wisdom that Solomon writes.
佢就系呢度根据所罗门所讲嘅智慧去过去嘅生活。
I implore you, you must know him. You must know and trust him.
你要需要去认识佢，去跟随佢。
You must. It's a life or death issue. You must.You must trust in the person and work of the Christ.
你去呢个系一件生死攸关嘅事，你要去跟随神去行，去喺佢路上边。
You must pick up your cross and follow him.
你今日要拎背起呢个十架去跟随佢。
He said Jesus Christ came to earth as the Messiah, and he says, I am the Messiah, and I have come to bring the kingdom of God.
耶稣基督佢嚟到佢呢个嘅啊尼赛亚嚟到系将呢个啊真理带俾你。
You know, in the world's eyes, if you're coming to be the king, you're going to come to clean up everything, clean up this place, to make everything okay. What are you going to do?
如果你系嚟到，你要系一个嚟紧嘅君王，你嚟到要将呢个世界去洁净佢嘅时候，你会点样做咧
？How are you going to deal with all the mess out there, the evil, the suffering?The injustices. What are you going to do?
你见到呢个世界上面有咁多嘅邪恶，有好多嘅唔公义，你会点样样去做咧
？Well, maybe you come as a general. You know, you get your host of armies, and you smite the evildoer.
你可能好似一个嘅将军吓嚟到呢个世界上边，将所有嘅坏人啊，利用你嘅军队将佢哋消灭咗佢。
Well, maybe you're one of these deep thinker types. You come as a philosopher, and you try to convince the people.
或者你去好似一个嘅啊哲学家啊，用你嘅思想去改造人嘅心。
Jesus goes to the cross，
但耶稣基督拣嘅系走上呢个十字架。
It becomes, as the world calls it, weak。
好似呢个世界所讲，好似一个好软弱嘅方法。
He dies, a cursed man。
佢被处死嘅时候，系如一个俾人哋去咒诅嘅人一样。
And the Apostle Paul says, by world standards, that's foolishness.
佢话喺呢个世界上嚟睇，系一件好愚蠢嘅事。
We don't realize it's actually consummate wisdom.
但系其实喺我哋今日去睇嘅时候，系一件好有智慧嘅事。
And do you know why the world sees the cross as foolish?
点解呢个世界睇十字架系愚拙咧？
Because when we look at all the mess, all the evil in the world, everybody has a theory. Everybody has a theory of what's wrong.
呢个当我睇到个世上嘅邪恶、唔公义嘅时候，世界上面每一个人都有佢嘅理论去解释呢一切嘅嘢。
And in every one of those worldly theories, it's never us that's wrong.
咁但系每一样嘅世界上面理论都唔能够去解释去。做解決呢一個嘅錯謬。
And you see this so much today. It's always them. They're wrong.
永遠都係講係人哋嘅錯，人哋嘅唔好。
In politics, it's always the opposing party that's wrong.
喺呢個政治上邊，永遠係呢個敵對立場呢個嘅啊政黨嘅錯。
In other words, what really making the world bad is those people over there.
是他们这班人令到今天的世界搞成这样。
You're wise in your own eyes. You're a fool to think that.
就正如好像这个愚妄愚顽人一样，在你眼中你觉得自己是啱晒。
And that's why Jesus goes to the cross.
所以耶稣基督拣嘅方法走上十架。
Because it is the consummate wisdom of God.
是神嘅智慧。
To die for fools like us.
去为到嗰啲愚顽人去受死。
That's because only going to the cross and taking that punishment we deserve for our sins could God someday end evil without ending us.
就是唯一用这个方法令到我们今日依然去存在，而这个的邪恶是有一天会去消失。
I hope you see that.
我希望你今日看到这件事。
Fools who are wise in their own eyes think the cross is foolishness.
是这个的愚顽人去在他自以为聪明里面觉得这个十字架是愚拙的。
But according to Apostle Paul, it's actually wisdom.
但是其实是一个有智慧的事。
Because Paul says the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of men.
他说人神的愚拙比人的智慧是更加有智慧。
The weakness of God is stronger than the strength of men.
神的软弱比人的能力是更加高。
So what's it going to be today for you?
咁你今日究竟会拣一条点嘅路咧
？Will you be a fool for Jesus Christ?
你会唔会系为到耶稣基督去做一个愚顽人咧
？Or will you continue to be wise in your own eyes?
亦或你继续做一个自以为聪明嘅人咧
？And continue on blind in life.
而繼續盲目的去過你的生活。
Father, I pray that my friends here would seriously consider what you have to say to them today.
我們為到今天在座的每一個人去祈禱，祈禱他們會去思想剛才所說的事。
Give us insight, prudence and wisdom into our lives.
俾佢哋喺生命上边有呢个智慧，俾到佢哋有呢个嘅洞悉力。
May you open our hearts and minds to know if we're a fool。
让我哋能够知道究竟我哋自己系咪一个嘅愚顽人
，or simpleton，
或者系一个愚昧人。
And help us to run to the Christ。
去好使我哋去走去走向基督。
Who saves fools like us?
去拯救我哋呢一群愚顽嘅人。
Oh Lord, life has so many decisions and difficulties that the moral rules don't apply directly.
我哋睇到生命上边有多嘅情况，道德嘅法律引申唔到喺上边。
We ask Lord for your mercy.
求主你嘅怜悯。
Shower us with your wisdom.
将你的智慧降在我们身上。
And thank you for the wisdom personified who came, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢耶稣基督是将这个智慧藏在他身上面来到我们的中间。
May we honor him today.
让我们今天荣耀他。
In our living.
在我们的生活上面。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.